BAM Radio Network.
You know, music is not only creativity and beauty and power and those things, but it is about discipline. It is about teamwork.
It doesn't matter how smart you are, how pretty you are, or, you know, or if you're a good athlete. Students who don't experience academic success in the classroom can often experience success in music.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon. Congratulations, Michael, on your appointment as the new executive director of MENC. Could you take a moment and tell our listeners who MENC is and what its role is in education?
Our fundamental job is to ensure that today's students succeed tomorrow. And to do that, they need a comprehensive education that includes music taught by exemplary music educators. That's our business, to advocate for that, for music programs, and to ensure that children have the opportunity for the power and beauty of music.
Well, you kind of hit on a little bit about the statement that is on the MENC website, and that is, for today's students to succeed, they need a comprehensive education that includes music taught by exemplary music educators. How can others be made to understand why that statement is so important?
In the current circumstances, with the financial problems that exist all around the country, it's important for all of us, parents, students, music teachers, music educators at the faculty level, colleges, university, go about the business of explaining why it is that music education is essential. It simply doesn't receive the kind of positive feedback that it needs. You know, today, according to a NAEP report, only about 50% of children receive what we would consider a credible music education. That's at least three times a week education program. And that's just woefully inactive. Music's a lifelong experience, an opportunity. They don't all have to become music educators, but all you have to do is be close to teenagers to know how wonderful it is for them to have the power, beauty of music before them and what they make of it every day.
What do you think about that statistic, Annalisa? Would you like to comment?
I totally agree with that. And I think that, you know, people, parents and teachers are so focused on the academic, which music has a lot of academic benefits, but they need to understand the other parts, the other benefits of music too. And I think that if we could do a better job of explaining what benefits music has, you know, as a whole learning tool, not just, you know, as an academic, but how it benefits our students for a whole lifetime and it makes them better human beings and better adults in the long run.
If I may add that the music education provides all students the skills and knowledge they need to succeed in school and in life. And as part of the core curriculum, music education provides students with, you know, creativity, critical thinking skills, team working skills. And all these are part of the framework that you hear at the federal level about 21st century skills. So that, along with providing them new and innovative ways to develop literacy and math skills, music provides not only for itself what it is, but all these lifelong learning experiences that come to us. And that's a major reason why we need to maintain, improve, and provide every child, kindergarten through high school, with a legitimate music education program.
One of the interesting statistics to me, Michael, and perhaps you could verify or maybe elaborate on it, is that for people going into med school, the majority of them, a large percentage of them, are musicians. They have music training in some way or another.
As a matter of fact, we know that students who go on to higher education are students that have been largely involved in music programs during their entire career. I think this comes from what I mentioned a little bit earlier. You know, music is not only creativity and beauty and power and those things, but it is about discipline. It is about teamwork. It's about the things that make for, you know, fine working employees, the very things that employers talk about all the time. So, as you indicate, not only with students who go into medical careers, but other of the major disciplines, great majorities of them have been involved in music throughout their student years.
And the national GPA is higher for music students or students involved in music activities?
That continues to be true. That's correct.
And the gross national product of our country, about 6 to 8% of it is music related in some way?
Not only that, a lot of people don't realize that music and the entertainment industry is actually one of the United States' largest exports. The fact of the matter is that it is a big part of the economic engine of our country. You know, often we don't see these things in the way you and I are talking about them right now. But that's a part of how we're going to make our case to improve and ensure that students receive, you know, a comprehensive sequential music program through their entire student years.
Which leads to the obvious question so often asked. This is what parents will always say to me. With all the cuts in education and all the cuts in everything else because of the climate, why should I care about music funding?
Well, I should care about it for some of the reasons we've already mentioned. First and foremost is that it prepares children for the 21st century skills. It'd be a pretty dull world if the only thing we ever did was, you know, just read and write. I'm not trying to make light of read and write. I'm trying to say that you have to put all this in perspective. And that's one of the things that music and arts programs in general provide. It is about the finer things in life. It's about an opportunity that will be lifelong. You know, one of the great things about music education are the young people that take up guitar, and years later, they're sitting in their family room playing the guitar and singing, you know, little songs with their kids. This is about family life. These are the reasons that we should promote, fund, and make sure that every student has a quality music program taught by an exemplary music educator.
Annalisa, comment?
Everybody can participate in music. It doesn't matter how smart you are, how pretty you are, or, you know, or if you're a good athlete. Students who don't experience academic success in the classroom can often experience success in music, and it provides a place for them to flourish and grow and belong. And when they're successful in the music classroom, success breeds success. So that will play over into all sorts of other areas, even if it's not academic, because, you know, not everybody's academic. But once they get more confident, and music builds confidence because it's, as long as it's, you know, process-oriented and not performance, that will spill over into all other parts of their life and maybe give them confidence to be a better, you know, do better in math and do better in other areas as well.
And let me add further, you know, in our society, in the American society, the group of people that are most often not provided with a real opportunity for a music education program in their schools are those in urban settings and those in rural settings. You know, America is a changing demographic, and we need to make sure that those students have the same opportunities and the same chance in life to experience the good things that music will bring them.
What further advice can you give those that are listening that is something they can do, to be proactive when they find out their school is cutting out their music program or their child is only going to get music 30 minutes every other week? What can they do that could help support MENC and help support keeping music there?
Let me make a handful of quick points for you. First of all, I would urge them to visit our website, menc.org/advocacy. And a second website, which I think is another excellent source for parents to use, which is called supportmusic.com. And what you'll find there is five basic points. First, people need to know the decision makers, the people who make these decisions. And they need to, in only a way that parents can, and as music professionals can, make their point with those decision makers. We need to be realistic about the circumstances. We need to be persistent with these people. We need to involve parents and students with those decision makers. And simply put, make their voice be heard. And if they do that, music education, other arts programs will be preserved. And that's what they can do to help us.
That is wonderful advice. Do you have any closing comments, Annalisa?
You know, you have to decide if this is important, and it is important, then you need to take the steps. You need to take the steps to do it. And, you know, I have one last thing. If music is taken out of your school, and while the process is happening and trying to get it back in, you know, I would encourage parents to help bring music into their children's classrooms. If you have abilities, I would say use that time. The parents are going to volunteer. Go into the classroom and volunteer to do a music class, because, you know, if the school doesn't have the money to do it, boy, parents have a lot of resources and a lot of power and a lot of volunteer time to do that. I think that's just as important, is to get those kids into music and to bless them with that.
You know, one final point about advocacy. Think of all the major events in our lives. Think when a child is born, when we graduate, when there's a tragedy for our nation. In all of these cases, music plays a role. it brings back, you know, the true emotional feelings, the heart and soul of the nation are expressed through music. And we don't want that to be lost just because at the moment we're having some particularly difficult economic times. Fact is that we'll be over at some time, and we can't let this chance slip away for the beauty and majesty that music brings to everyone's life.
Wonderful closing statement. Almost feels like it should be a song and we should sing it. But thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to you having a wonderful tenure as our new director. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media as part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.